A goal down in the first minute produced a challenge for Stoke. Sunderland were ecstatic, but the Potters were level thanks to a Charlie Adam thunderbolt just before the half hour. Stoke had chances to claim the victory. In the end, they had to settle for a point. The Black Cats were much happier than the Potters. Stoke City 1, Sunderland 1.
I picked an attacking side. At times that was good for us, other times then you leave yourself a little bit open. Any number of the chances we create in the second half could have been converted and we would have been talking about another 3 points.
Port Vale secured League One football for another season with a 2-1 win at Yeovil. Tom Pope got the first in the 13th minute, and after a Yeovil equaliser in the 80th, Vale retook the lead in the 83rd. Michael O'Connor's free kick was turned into the net, and despite a number of claims, it was eventually credited to Michael Brown. Special mention too to goalkeeper Chris Neal, who made a wonder save at the end of the game. Vale are safe. Final score, Yeovil 1, Port Vale 2, and here's the Vale manager, Rob Page.
Perhaps we're guilty of taking our foot off the pedal a little bit, but every now and again you need a little bit of a reminder as to what got you there, and we addressed that on the training pitch. We had a meeting with the lads and they all said the same thing. There was a common theme, and that's let's get back to being hard to beat, and I think we've shown that over the last, certainly the last four games.
A fantastic 3 points for the Alex and a big step towards them staying in League One next season. Crewe snatched a 2-0 half-time lead with clinical finishes from Laurie Dalla-Valle and Ryan Coakliffe that put them firmly in the driving seat. Their all-round teamwork brought them a third through Marcus Saber. Coventry got a consolation late goal, but this was Crewe's day. It finished Coventry 1, Crewe 3.
We came here with one thing in mind, that was to set up to try and win the game, and that's what we've done. So we've done our bit. I always said all along, we've got to win first, and then we can see what happens from there. Next week we've got to go and do it again at home.
Proud to follow Stoke City, Port Vale and Crewe Alexandra.
This is BBC Radio Stoke.